Thank you very much. I'd now move to the presentation from CNSE staff. As outlined in CMD 19-H100 and 19-H100.A. I'll turn the floor to Ms. Heidi Tedros for the presentation.
Thank you and good afternoon, President Velci. For the record, my name is Heidi Tedros. I am the Director General of the Directorate of Nuclear Cycle and Facilities Regulation. With me are my colleagues, Dr. Carolyn Ducot, Director of the Nuclear Processing Facilities Division, and Mr. Pierre Tanguay and Mr. Ismaël Erdebil, Senior Project Officers, who are responsible for the licensing and compliance of research reactors. Also present in the room are a number of specialists from various areas of expertise at the CNSC who have been involved with the SRC slowpoke reactor operation and decommissioning, and who are available to answer any questions the Commission may have. In this presentation, CNSC staff will provide an overview of SRC's application to amend its non-power reactor operating license to include decommissioning activities. We will also provide the conclusions drawn by CNSC staff's review of SRC's safety performance and the current status of the facility. We also want to take the time to acknowledge the interventions received from members of the public and non-government organizations. The presentation will identify the key themes emerging from these interventions, and we will present CNSC staff's responses to the concerns. A comprehensive table dispositioned of the interventions can be found in the annex to this presentation. We will then provide CNSC staff's conclusions and recommendations on this file. I will now pass the presentation over to Dr. Ducot to present the highlights and the important considerations in this application.
Good afternoon, President Velci. My name is Dr. Carolyn Ducot, and I'm the Director of the Nuclear Processing Facilities Division. On December 14, 2018, Saskatchewan Research Council applied for an amendment to its non-power reactor operating license to include decommissioning. The reactor had ceased operating at the end of April 2019. SRC submitted a detailed decommissioning plan and a suite of documents that describe the processes, the controls, and the programs to support the decommissioning project. I would like to point out that although defueling of the reactor is discussed in the decommissioning plan, the current operating license allows for this activity to occur. Under the proposed decommissioning project, the reactor and all support systems will be dismantled. The waste will be segregated according to its level of contamination. Non-radioactive waste will be managed as general waste, and any radioactive waste will be transported to a licensed nuclear waste management facility. The pool water will be purified by an ion exchange column, and once the water has achieved unconditional clearance levels, it will be released to the City of Saskatoon's sewer system. In addition, once SRC demonstrates to the CNSC that the concrete pool has been decontaminated to unconditional clearance levels, it will be filled with concrete. The end state objective after decommissioning is completed is to return the facility to a state of unrestricted use, and therefore free of regulatory control by the CNSC. The CNSC will continue to regulate and oversee the facility until it is satisfied that the end state objectives have been demonstrated. This approach is consistent with previous slowpoke decommissioning projects. This table clarifies some of the important distinctions between the activities that are normally conducted during the operating and decommissioning phases. Operating and refueling of the reactor are carried out only under the operating phase, whereas dismantling and disposal of reactor components are specific activities under decommissioning. Defueling can be carried out under either the operating or the decommissioning phases. It is important to note that the transportation of spent fuel is subject to a transport license, which is issued by a designated officer. The license to transport spent fuel is subject to an acceptable transport plan, which includes security measures and an emergency response plan. Since the fuel is subject to a repatriation agreement between Canada and the United States, the transport package must also be certified for the specific contents in both Canada and the United States. Transportation of the fuel is also subject to a non-proliferation and export permit, and it is subject to inspection and control by the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA. The Saskatchewan Research Council has a history of satisfactory performance in all 14 safety and control areas. As it has been shown in past CNSC regulatory oversight reports, CMD 18M32, presented in August 2018, and CMD 16M43, presented in November 2016. CNSC staff assessed SRC's application for the license amendment, which included a detailed decommissioning plan, the training program, the radiation protection and environmental protection programs, and other programs and processes that ensure the workers, the public, and the environment are protected. The slowpoke reactors are low-risk facilities. Their design is simple and the components are relatively few. The entire fuel core is approximately the size of a small pail. Radiation fields around a slowpoke reactor are similar to background levels. And operating staff at SRC do not require to be designated as nuclear energy workers. SRC hired CANDU Energy as the contractor responsible for carrying out the proposed decommissioning activities. CANDU Energy successfully conducted the previous University of Alberta and Dalhousie University slowpoke decommissioning projects. And lessons learned from these projects were incorporated into the work plans and in specific training developed for the project. I will now discuss the current status of the SRC slowpoke reactor. The reactor was last operated on April 30th, 2019, and has remained shut down since then. The reactor was defueled on August 15, 2019. CNSC staff conducted an inspection of the defueling operation and packaging of the fuel core, and inspectors from the IAEA were also present. The CNSC inspection identified no regulatory noncompliances, and the operation was conducted without any incident. The IAEA inspectors applied a seal on the transport package to ensure that the fuel is safeguarded and that it cannot be redirected during its transportation to Savannah River in South Carolina. The fuel was received at Savannah River on September 9, 2019, without any incident. Repatriation of the highly enriched uranium fuel core to its country of origin is done under the Canada-US Agreement on Minimization of Highly Enriched Uranium Inventories. All other components of the reactor remain on site pending the decision of the Commission on this application to decommission the facility. If the Commission decides to grant this license amendment, SRC will proceed with the decommissioning work, including dismantling the reactor and systems, disposal of reactor components at a licensed waste management facility, and disposal of the reactor water once it is purified and meets the acceptance criteria. The entire facility will be surveyed for any contamination. CNSC staff will conduct an inspection once this work is completed. If the pool is determined to be clear of contamination and subject to CNSC staff's inspection, it will be filled with concrete. SRC will then issue an end-state decommissioning report, which will contain all the survey results, the waste characterization, the radiological dose incurred by workers, and any lessons learned from the project. Other than the end-state report, the current application contains all the information required by the General Nuclear Safety and Control Regulations and Class 1 regulations to authorize the abandonment of the facility. The authorization to abandon will be conditional on an acceptable end state report, which would need to clearly demonstrate that there are no longer any radiological hazards at the facility. An inspection by CNSC staff will verify the results of the end state report. If a license to abandon is granted, the facility will be removed from CNSC's oversight and from any requirement under the nuclear liability and compensation regulations. The public was invited to comment on SRC's application by way of written submissions and oral presentation. Participant funding was offered in the amount of $15,000. Nuclear Waste Watch was awarded $10,796, and North Watch was awarded $1,918. A total of 7 interventions were submitted in writing. Details of the interventions are provided in the annex of this presentation, with CNSC staff's response to each concern. The interventions expressed many similar concerns on a number of topics. These are summarized in this slide. Detailed responses to each comment and concern are provided in the table in the annex. One of the concerns expressed is that radioactive water will be discharged to the municipal sewer system. CNSC staff would like to clarify that no radioactive water is to be released to the environment. The pool water is discharged only after it is purified through an ion exchange column, and only if it meets stringent requirements listed under Appendix R of the regulatory document Reg Doc 1.6.1, License Application Guide, Nuclear Substances and Radiation Devices. There are no harmful effects to health or the environment at these levels. The entire pool volume is approximately 28,000 liters, or the equivalent of a small above-ground pool. Another concern expressed is that radioactive waste will end up in municipal landfills. This will not happen. All the waste from decommissioning of the SRC facility will be segregated and characterized. No radioactive waste is to be sent to municipal landfill. Waste will be sent to municipal landfill only if it meets stringent release levels listed in the Nuclear Substances and Radiation Devices regulations. There are no radiological risks at these levels. Interveners also expressed concerns related to the abandonment of the pool. CNSC staff would like to clarify that the pool structure can be abandoned only if it meets the unconditional clearance levels from the Nuclear Substances and Radiological Devices regulations. Once again, there are no radiological risks at these levels. Another main concern expressed was related to the transportation of radioactive waste. CNSC staff would like to note that the transportation of radioactive waste is a highly controlled activity. Transportation of waste is governed by the Packaging and Transport of Nuclear Substances Regulations 2015, and also by Transport Canada. Transportation of low-level radioactive waste across Canada is conducted every day and safely. With regards to Canada's long-term strategy for the management of low-level and intermediate waste, Natural Resources Canada's policy framework for radioactive waste specifies that waste owners are responsible, in accordance with the polluter pays principle, for the funding, organization, management, and operation of the facilities required to safely manage their waste over the short and long terms. Licensees are obligated to adhere to the terms and conditions of a license, including references to standards, decommissioning planning, and financial guarantee requirements. The financial guarantees ensure the costs of decommissioning, including management of the waste, are covered by the licensees. SRC pays a fee to CNL for the transfer of the waste, which includes management of the waste. I will now pass the presentation to Ms. Tadros for the final remarks and recommendations to the Commission.
Thank you. For the record, this is Heidi Tadros. With these considerations, CNSC staff recommend that the Commission amend the SRC Slowpoke 2 license to authorize decommissioning activities. The proposed draft license is attached to CMD 19-H100. In conclusion, CNSC staff are satisfied that SRC's application to amend its operating license to include decommissioning meets the requirements of the Class 1 Nuclear Facilities Regulation and all applicable regulations, and that SRC is qualified to carry on the activity that the license will authorize. And in carrying on the decommissioning activities, the SRC Slowpoke 2 reactor and SRC will make adequate provision for the protection of the environment, the health and safety of persons, and the maintenance of national security and measures required to implement international obligations to which Canada has agreed. Therefore, CNSC staff recommend that the Commission amend the license to authorize these activities. Thank you,